Alan Pickett is joining us now. He's the Executive Director of Catholic Charities for the Diocese of Covington, and he's here to talk to us about Catholics at the Capitol. Alan, thank you so much for talking to us today.
You're welcome, Jacob. Good morning.
Good morning to you. So start off by telling us, what is Catholics at the Capitol?
Well, thanks, Jacob. Catholics at the Capitol is an every other year forum held in the Covington Diocese to engage people of faith with our Kentucky state representatives and state senators. Catholic Charities and Pro-Life and the Pro-Life Office for the Diocese of Covington are organizing this event, and we've invited all the Kentucky state reps and state senators from across all 14 counties in our diocese to attend. We've also invited anyone who's interested in the lawmaking process. This year it's going to be held on Saturday morning, February 4th, from 9:30 till noon in Covington.
So what is it about this particular time, I guess, that you think makes it especially important for Catholics to be getting involved with politics or the lawmaking process beyond that?
Well, right now in Kentucky, it's been well reported that for the first time in over 90 years, both the State House and the State Senate are controlled by the Republican Party, and the governor is Republican. So whether you're Republican, Democrat, or independent, this is a unique opportunity in Kentucky to revisit many issues that have been considered in the past. So we're going to get an overview from some of the legislation that is currently up for vote this year. And as Catholics, we're particularly interested in issues like pro-life issues, school choice, criminal justice, health care, issues that may be of interest to people of our faith. And so we'll have a chance to share our thoughts with our Kentucky state senators and hear what they have to say about the issues. You don't have to be Catholic to attend either. But we are offering a Catholic perspective to the laws being considered in the state of Kentucky.
Right, that's what I was going to say. That it's pretty interesting that you guys are offering this Catholic platform for politics that allows other people to sort of see where Catholics stand. Speaking of where Catholics are standing, what does the Church have to kind of say about this whole deal? Right, like on a theological basis, what does the Church have to say about getting involved in politics and in the manner in which you guys are doing?
It's important for us as Catholics to participate in the process, right? So just having a forum to where we can talk about the issues, share that Catholic perspective with the people in Frankfurt who are voting on them, ask them to comment on where they stand, and also to have a chance for us to share our thoughts about them. Hopefully we'll have an influence on how they vote when particular issues come up for a vote.
So is there anything else from the Church's teaching that encourages us to be getting involved in government right now?
Yeah, well, first of all, just right here at Catholic Charities, our mission includes advocacy for social justice. And so we want to be a voice for that in the process of government. In addition, just on the role of Catholics in politics, our Holy Father, Pope Francis, said we need to participate for the common good. Sometimes we hear a good Catholic is not interested in politics, but this is not true. Good Catholics immerse themselves in politics by offering the best of themselves so that the leaders can govern. So our Holy Father is saying that we all have something to contribute to the political process, so he encourages us to do that.
So hearkening back just a little bit, Alan, I'm curious, when you say that everybody is invited, not just Catholics, what would you hope that non-Catholics would take away from hearing Catholics give their political views in this manner? What major takeaways would you hope they would bring with them?
Well, so, if we're authentically practicing our faith and speaking for what our Church values, we're being a witness by just sharing that with the non-Catholics. And it's not just that we want to witness to non-Catholics, but we want to be involved in the process and specifically have an impact on the people in Frankfurt who are voting on the law. So, we are a people that cares about the common good of our society. Catholic social teaching has been strong tradition in the faith for many years. And so it teaches that we should all be responsible citizens, that responsible citizenship is a virtue, and participation in the political life is actually a moral obligation. So hopefully we witness that obligation to all that might participate.
Now, you say this is an every other year event. What successes or difficulties have you guys seen in the past? And within that vein, what are you guys hoping to accomplish coming out of this iteration?
Well, so it's an every other year event because the lawmakers do most of their hard work in Frankfurt. So on the alternating years, we have a statewide event that has a similar focus, and so we go directly to Frankfurt. But recognizing the difficulty of some people to travel and just making it more accessible, we're trying to set up regional Catholics of the Capital meetings in all four dioceses in the state. So basically, we're trying to have a regular presence with our state legislators, but alternating one year at Frankfurt, the alternating year throughout the state. In all cases, though, we're trying to provide a forum to help our help our Catholic population meet with and talk to our representatives.
So has it done some strong good in the past?
Well, we have. We've had some excellent turnout. 2 years ago, we had over 100 people show up. We had 8 of our representatives and senators in attendance. The program was led by the Catholic Conference of Kentucky. These are lobbyists for the Catholic Church that work out of Frankfurt but work throughout the state to have an influence on the various laws up for consideration from 1 year to the next.
So what are some major hopes that you guys have coming out of this particular time? Any major goals that you'd like to see accomplished in this specific iteration?
Well, of course, some of the issues that are before the legislature already, there were two pro-life bills that passed the first week of their session in January. That was well reported. We'd like to build on that momentum and see what other things come up for a vote that we may have a chance to influence. So if nothing else, we want to be noticed as a force that cares about the laws, to be noticed by our representatives and senators so that when they are voting, they are aware that we will speak out, that we will share our thoughts, and that we have an opinion on some of the laws that they are voting on.
Representation like that is just so, so important. Alan, any last-minute pitches as to why listeners should stop by this event?
Yeah, well, we've invited all of our neighbors in Northern Kentucky to attend. And we think this would be a wonderful learning experience, especially for students, junior high school, college students, anyone who's interested in learning more about the government, so that you can actually learn about the process by attending and also actually have an impact by witnessing the dialogue discussion and actually participate in that discussion as we go through the agenda that morning.
Great. So when and where?
Okay, well, thank you. Catholics at the Capitol will be held on Saturday morning, February 4th. The doors will open at 9 o'clock, and the program starts at 9:30. We'll be meeting at the Diocese of Covington Curia Office Building. It's across from the Cathedral in Covington, 1125 Madison Avenue. And we'll be meeting in Bishop Howard Memorial Hall, which is in the lower level of the Curia Office Building.
Exciting stuff, y'all. Better be there. Alan, thank you so much for joining us today on the Sunrise Morning Show. Good luck with the event, and take care now.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.